third pack of my cup, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Lezer, Oymer, Meshacharev, Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres, Keshabbat. The rule is like this. We said before, a Yontif is Mafsik. Now, the question is, what's the idea behind the fact that a Yontif is Mafsik? So, a standard Yontif, which is Sukkot and Pesach, is a seven-day Yontif anyway. So, it has to be we're saying that it has to be Mafsik because the Epsom is long enough to finish off the entire Avelis. But Shavuot, which is only one day, there's room to say, it's only one day, it doesn't have the status of the regular. So we just treat it like Shabbos. Before we mentioned as far, that Shabbos is different because every Avelis has a Shabbos. But this, Rabbi Lezer is not like that. He holds that nowadays that we don't have Korbanos anymore, Shavuot is considered one day Yontif. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it would bring Korbanos all 7 days afterwards. So it had a status of Yontif afterwards. But nowadays, it doesn't have a status of Yontif afterwards, and therefore, it's not Mafsik Avelis. Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Golan. He says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is like a regel, which seems to go with the concept that it doesn't have to be a 7-day regel. It has a din of a regel, and the Mele, Kontra and Gamliel, surely Atzeres, which is Mamash Yontif, Yom Kippur is not a Yom, it's not a day of Achil Vashtir. But even so, it's Mafsik, surely Atzeres, Shavuot is Mafsik, and we pass it like that. So basically, somebody who has somebody Nifter right before Rosh Hashanah comes Rosh Hashanah, and of his Shiva comes Yom Kippur, and of the Shleish. Chachamah hold not like this one, not like the other one. Elo, Atzeres, Kira Golan. They hold that Shavuot is like a regal that's Mafsik Avelis. So Shoshana Yom Kippur and Geshavas, Shoshana Yom Kippur are not Mafsik Avelis. Like we said before, we paskin, not like that. We paskin that all three of the both are Mafsik Avelis completely. The only thing which is not Mafsik Avelis is Shabbos Kodesh.